In the headlines, the complainant in the rape trial against Member of Parliament Nero gives an explicit, emotional, and her detailed account in court this morning as the trial resumed. A grieving mother expresses deep concern at the apparent approach police took when her son drowned at Paradise Beach yesterday, the police promising a suitable response. Sidhu Saab calls for a ban on civilian gun licenses amid a rise in gun violence. The first shipment of electric buses for the Transport Board have arrived in Bridgetown, Barbados. And China retaliates against US President Trump with 84% levies on US goods as EU confirms new US tariffs. This is the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. The complainant in the rape trial against Member of Parliament Nero took the stand this morning to give her account of the alleged events of September 18, 2022, where she claimed she was raped at the MP's home in Kingsland, Christchurch. The complainant, who sat during her account of the alleged events, recalled meeting Mr. Rowe at a birthday party for popular DJ Surf Rat at the Highgate Bar in St. George. She admitted to feeling oozy. She had been drinking whiskey and other alcoholic beverages on the night she saw Mr. Rowe. She alleges that having accepted a lift home from the Member of Parliament, they made a stop first in St. Lawrence Gap before going to his house. It was there she recounted that she felt unwell when Rowe helped her to the bathroom, assisted her in the shower, performed oral sex before penetration. With tears streaming down her face at times, she stated she made calls to her general practitioner, gynecologist, and attended a virtual session with her therapist before making a report to the police in the company of a family member on the 24th of September, 2022. The trial continues today. Sandra Glasgow is mourning the tragic loss of her only child, 20-year-old Emmanuel Glasgow, who drowned yesterday at Paradise Beach, Brighton, St. Michael. Police were called to the scene after reports of a naked man sighted near the water's edge. Officers attempted to get him away from the shoreline, but their efforts were unsuccessful. The man entered the sea and eventually disappeared beneath the surface. A lifeguard and two men aboard a private vessel rushed to help, but by the time Emmanuel's body was pulled from the water, it was too late. A medical doctor later confirmed his death at the scene. Miss Glasgow described her son as kind and quiet and believes personal struggles, including the loss of his father, may have led to his actions.
I guess seeing me as a single parent struggling, the loss of his dad, that really hurt him when he lost his dad when he was 16 years old. Took it on. He was always sad about it. I don't think he ever really recovered from it. He was a person that will keep things inside, you know, in the last part, I guess. Whatever he was feeling inside, he felt it was too much for him. You know, and I try to reach out to him at moments when I see a little disturbed. It's just sad because I lost my brother at the age of 21 to suicide also. So this is like double jeopardy for me. So it really, really hurt.
That's Sandra Glasgow, mother of this country's latest drowning victim, Emmanuel Glasgow. Starcom Network News contacted Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite, who stated that the matter is being fully investigated and promises to give a response on completion of the investigation. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations calls for a limited ban on the provision of firearm licenses to civilians as a measure to arrest the gun violence in Barbados. CEDOSAB President Ryan Phillips made the call during a press conference this morning as he expressed concern about the level of access to guns the criminal elements may have in the country. Mr. Phillips stressed only members of the protective services could be legal holders of firearms in Barbados. He believes a moratorium on the issue and issuance of gun licenses might be necessary for the authorities to determine the source of the illegal trade.
The traditional need has been that owning a gun was a means of protection to self and, in some cases, family and property. We believe that the individual right to own a gun should not be restricted to the state law enforcement and protection agencies, and that no individual should be granted a gun permit. Possession of guns should be restricted to the police and military agencies only.
And we must therefore...
That's the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations President Ryan Phillips in the lunchtime edition. The first batch of a promised shipment of new buses for the Transport Board has arrived at the Bridgetown port. A video circulating online shows at least two dozen buses lined up at the dockside after being offloaded. Government had stated last year that it was planning to acquire about 100 additional electric buses from China that should be on the road by the early part of this year. This assurance was given following complaints, especially by rural commuters, about the reliability of the bus service in parishes such as St. Joseph. Meanwhile, the public transport system is being overhauled by the new Mass Transit Authority being put in place. Starcom Network News has confirmed that 30 such buses have arrived and should be on the road shortly. The Barbados Workers Union and Preconco are currently in talks to address the concerns of workers following recent industrial action. More than 40 employees downed tools 2 weeks ago, protesting poor working conditions, low wages, and serious health and safety issues. BWU General Secretary Dwayne Paul says negotiations with the company are ongoing, with some progress already made toward resolving the dispute.
The parties have had several meetings. Arising from those meetings is a commitment from the company to compensate staff for safety shoes not provided. In addition, the Health and Safety section of the Ministry of Labour will conduct reviews of key pieces of equipment identified by the staff to have challenges. The parties, during the course of this week, will continue negotiations towards resolving the matter of salaries and wages. In addition, dates will also be set to address the other issues raised by staff. The Barbados Workers Union is committed to ensuring that all the matters tabled by staff are adequately addressed in the shortest possible time.
That's BWU Deputy General Secretary Dwayne Paul. And finally, China announces an 84% tariff on U.S. imports to take effect on Thursday after President Trump imposed a 104% tariff on Chinese goods entering the U.S. The Chinese tariff is an increase from the 34% already imposed on American imports, and China don't seem to be backing down. China announced its retaliation as Trump urged companies to relocate to the U.S., writing, "Don't wait, do it now." Recapping the headlines. The complainant in the rape trial against Member of Parliament Neil Rowe gives an explicit, emotional, and her detailed account in court this morning as the trial resumed. A grieving mother expresses deep concern at the apparent approach police took when her son drowned at Paradise Beach yesterday. The police are promising a suitable response as soon as investigations are closed. Sidhu Saab calls for a ban on civilian gun licenses amid a rise in gun violence. The first shipment of electric buses for the Transport Board have arrived in Bridgetown, Barbados, 30 to be exact. And China retaliates against U.S. President Trump with 84% levies on U.S. goods as the EU confirms new U.S. tariffs. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.